This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Fresh restrictions loom for millions of Europeans this weekend after the highest ever worldwide number of coronavirus infections in a single day. Across Europe, the average number of daily infections leapt 44% in a single week to over 121,000. The world's largest randomized trial of COVID-19 treatments found conclusive evidence that remdesivir, a drug used to treat U.S. President Donald Trump when he fell ill, has little or no effect on severe cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect on whether or not patients died within about a month or whether hospitalized patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US which found remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gilead Sciences has questioned the findings, saying the data appeared inconsistent, the findings were premature, and that other studies had validated the drug's benefits. One of the United States' biggest drug companies is casting doubt on U.S. President Donald Trump's promises that a coronavirus vaccine will be available before Election Day. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Pfizer's chief has long said it's possible to find out if his company's vaccine is effective by month's end. But Albert vaccine would still need to be proven safe. And even if everything goes well, it will not be able to ask for emergency authorization of the vaccine before the third week of November. Another drug maker, Moderna, has also said the earliest it could seek emergency approval